seen from him, his growth as a player, and what do you remember just as a person, what he was like to be with?
Yeah, real good guy, a lot of energy, loves football, excellent player. You know, they do different things with him. You know, I think that he's been a very productive player for him, puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He's a tough player, plays the run well, active player, and you know, guy that you definitely have to know where he is on every play.
Did John Simon have a setback with the same thing?
I would say that John Simon is probably day-to-day, Aaron. That's going to be something that we determine probably, you know, the morning of game day.
Bill, at halftime of the Tennessee game, some people overheard you and Brock having a shouting match and said it got pretty intense. Can you address that, please?
I haven't heard. You know, look, I think that it's an intense game, John. I think that it's football. You know, you got competitive guys, passionate guys about the team, about, you know, about winning, you know, especially, you know, quarterback, head coach. And, you know, if there was a what you would term a heated exchange, that thing, that happens all the time. So I'm not sure what you're referring to, but, yeah, you know, look, those things happen, but we're very focused on the Raider game and the challenge of the Raiders.
Not necessarily that, but do you like to see – quarterbacks who are intense and not afraid to express their emotions, especially at the right time, like in meetings or on the field?
Well, I think a quarterback has to be a guy that's has good poise in the game, you know, during the game, especially in critical situations, but also at times the quarterback's you know, in a leadership role and that's part of the job, you know, whether it's celebrating a touchdown with his teammates or maybe helping correct something that's going on or, you know, talking to the coach, whatever it is. So what I really like are passionate, competitive guys that really love the team and are always going to do what's best for the team. Those are the type of players I really like.
Bill, is there any kind of an update on Tom Savage's situation?
Tom, yeah, I mean, he's still in the protocol, Mark. So I would say that he would be out for the game.
Sometimes when guys step back at quarterback and they watch things, they come back with a little different perspective. And even though Brock wasn't out a long time, do you see any difference in him, not just on the field but off the field, now that he's back in the starting role?
Look, I think that, you know, it's a tough game, John. I think that it's the National Football League's not easy. You know, as a head coach, you try to every decision you make is all about in the best interest of the team. What's the best way that we can help this team win? You know, so as it relates to players, you know, maybe being moved from starter to backup role, you know, I think every coach and player learns from those situations. I'm sure that's a better question for Brock, you know, but I will tell you this, he's had an excellent week of practice. He's been on the money with what we're trying to do. He's prepared just like he has every week this season as the starter or when he was the backup. He's a hardworking guy. He's a very prepared guy, and we've had a good week.
Not just him, but any quarterback in general, but especially one that doesn't have a lot of experience. What good does it do a quarterback to have a running game so that you're not one-dimensional?
The running game is very important. The running game is very important in the playoffs. It's important in January. I mean, it's just late in the season. It's important to be able to run the football, to be in manageable third downs, to control the tempo of the game. You know, it's very important. Now, when you look at Oakland, it's very difficult to run the football against Oakland, especially lately. They've done a good job of stopping the run. And so we're going to have to find a way. We're going to have to find a way to stay as balanced as we can and, you know, do what we need to do to win the game, but also, you know, have a chance to run the football. That's going to be important. Now, on their offense versus our defense, you know, look, they've got a big physical offensive line, big back. They've got a really diverse group of backs that do an excellent job for them, so it's going to be imperative to stop the run. You know, I think those two things, being able to run the ball, being able to stop the run in the playoffs, that's a big thing.
Bill, can you talk about the youth on your defensive line? They've really picked up the final quarter of the season, talking about DJ Reader, Covington, and Joel Heath. It seems like those guys have really picked it up on the front.
Yeah, they did. They had a good game last week, productive game. I thought Joel Heath probably played his best game of the year. DJ's been a solid player all year for us. He really has. He's learned a lot about the pro game, and I think he's a really good player, and he's got a great future. You know, Cove, you know, there's a lot of different ways to describe Cove. Number one is he's a great teammate, very coachable guy, works very hard in practice, loves the game. And, you know, I thought, you know, when he's played for us this year, he's made plays, whether it's a quarterback pressure, maybe stopping a run or batted ball like he had last week. So I think all of those guys have done a good job for us.
Bill, now that we know that Connor Cook is the guy, how do you prepare for somebody who's got so little NFL tape to look at? How deep do you go back looking at what he does well? And how much will just be what the Raiders have done all season long?
I think you have to look, number one, at the Raiders. You know, what do they do? What have they been doing all year? I think you have to study some of his tape from Michigan State, some of his preseason tape, and then, you know, what he did in the Denver game. You know, you have to look at those things. And you really can't leave any stone unturned when it's this time of the year. But at the end of the day, it's really studying the Raiders' offense and what they do and how they're going to do it now with Connor back there. That's important. That's probably the most important thing.
Against a game with the Raiders, a rookie quarterback, do you expect that they're going to try to run the ball a lot more? And is that something you guys are focusing on?
You know, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. We'll have to see how the game goes, what they decide to do in the game. I know this, that they have a very formidable running attack. So I think that's part of our game plan. I mean, we have to be ready to, just like any game, I think, you know, Romeo's number one key to victory in just about every game is stopping the run. And so I think it's going to be important to make sure that we do that, because if you're allowing a bunch of running yards, you know, it's going to be difficult to win the game. So, you know, stopping the run is probably always a big key for us. As far as Oakland's game plan, we have no idea. We'll have to see what that is as the game, you know, as the game gets going.
You talked about the no huddle. Why is it that no NFL team has ever done it full time, and yet you saw it in college? Why is it so many colleges do it, but the NFL never has?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, if you think back, there have been, you know, I think, you know, if you look back at the Buffalo Bills, the teams that Devlin played on, they were probably, you know, with the K-gun, you know, a lot of no huddle. But you're right. I mean, most of us huddle, mix no huddle in. I think that's true. I don't know, John. I think maybe that's a question for each coach. For me, it has a lot to do with basically the rules of the game, meaning the clock rules. It has to do with the different situations that come up in a drive. You know, okay, it's third and eight, it's third and seven versus it's third and two. It's, you know, when to huddle, when to not huddle. It's a feel for the game. You know, how do you think this is going? Are we in a rhythm? Why, if we're in a rhythm, why would we huddle? Let's stay with it. If we're you know, finding it difficult to get into a rhythm, you know, then maybe we need to step back a little bit and slow it down. But it's do you have the lead? Are you behind? I mean, there's so many different factors that go into it. That's some of the things I think about.
Well, every game is its own entity, but the last time you played them, their backside of the backfield did some damage. Just your thoughts on kind of making that adjustment after having that perspective, seeing the tape and your linebackers adjust.
Yeah, I mean, they were productive, and they did it in a number of different ways. They did it out of the backfield. They did it from empty. You know, look, we're studying the tape. It's difficult. You know, you really – from one play to the next, you can't predict, you know, how they're going to use their backs. Very difficult offense to defend based on all the different personnel groupings and, you know, formations and shifts that they use. So, you know, look, we're going to have to see how the game's being played right away. We're going to have good feel for it within the first three, four series of the game and go from there.
Bill, this is a playoff team, obviously. This is the playoffs now. How do you think the confidence level is of your team and your coaching staff with – if we execute our game plan, do what we want to do, you're confident that you'll win?
Well, confidence is a big part of it. I mean, we're confident in our own abilities. We're confident in our team. We've had a good couple of days of practice here. We know the Raiders are good, and we know they're confident. So I think that's, you know, to me, you have to go into every game believing, knowing, confident that that you're going to coach well and confident that your players are going to go out there and play well. That's every game.
Bill, what do you like most about what you're seeing from your team right now? I mean, what do you, at this point in the season this week, what do you like most?
I like the energy. I thought these guys yesterday were very focused. I like the focus. Today, focused. I think these guys have a lot of energy, and I think that I like the way they're paying attention in meetings. I see every set of eyes, you know, on me, you know, when I'm talking to the team, on the position coaches, when they're meeting with their guys, the coordinators. I like the focus. I like the attention to detail, and I like the energy.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.